run as fast as I can, really. I was just thankful for the two outside receivers. They were freshmen, and they made some good blocks for me and got me open. So I was just thankful for them and the old linemen.
Tom, obviously, you know, when you got here 4 years ago, you know, you expected to do a lot of big things, and it's been, you know, you bounced around a little bit, done some things here and there, but to kind of keep playing and to make a big play like this, how gratifying does it feel?
Extremely. You just got to keep hard working. Things don't go your way all the time, but you just keep fighting, and hopefully the plays will come your way sometimes. Today was extremely fun. When you do things the right way and you execute one play at a time, you can kind of get rolling. And hopefully it was good for the locker room and people to see how things work if you execute and how the environment can change. And if you just do things right every single time, you can create special things.
Brent, he's one of the most consistent players at Tennessee, you know, keeping so good. How do you feel about today's game, you know, getting the points on the board?
I mean, I go out every time, and I know what I need to do for my team and, you know, basically just put points on the board. And, I mean, it was a great team victory. We played a really good team across the sideline. So, I mean, I'm just very happy for our team because, you know, it was big for us.
Brent, what can a win like this in the middle of the season, you know, hopefully do for you guys moving forward?
I mean, you know, we have a hard part of our schedule coming up. But, I mean, with this, you know, it really boosts up everything. So we're really excited. You know, we're going to start game planning tomorrow, and so – we're excited.
Yeah. Tyler, just what was the locker room like with Jarrett, you know, making those plays at the end, you know, when you have such a tough few weeks losing his job to Brian, you know, how happy were you guys with him?
Extremely happy. It's unfortunate what happened to Brian today, but I'm glad JG just stayed ready, and I know sometimes things are tough like that, and I'm glad he didn't get his head down. He just said, well, it's time for me to step back into it, and I'm just glad he was able to create something and do the right thing.
In this day and age, you know, when guys don't make as many plays as they want earlier in their career, they either kind of transfer closer to home or they go to a different place. Did any of those thoughts ever cross your mind? And if so, why or why not?
Nah, not really. I feel like if you leave somewhere kind of giving up, and I don't want to give up, I'll just fight for it. And if I don't win and come up short, that's fine with me.
Yes. Tyler, last year when you guys won SEC games, you weren't able to follow it up. What do you see in your team, in your locker room, that maybe leads you to believe that you can follow it up and it won't be like it was last year?
People are trying to do the right thing. Sometimes we know how to get play. We know what we're doing, but we just don't know how to get there exactly. And it's those small details of how to get there to make that play every time. And I see people on both sides of the ball just trying to do those little details to put us in a position to hopefully win these games.
Tyler, what was the vibe like in the locker room at halftime after Brian goes down? What was kind of the morale of the team with Jarrett coming in?
Nothing changed. Brian, even though he's how he was still cheering and trying to get the boys up, and JG was getting the boys up. We just told him that we got to play this game 60 minutes. It's not a 30-minute game, and we got to try to be consistent for all 60 minutes of it.
Tyler, what's brought up the fact that in today's age, a lot of kids just look to bowl when things don't go their way? As an upperclassman, do you kind of see yourself as a model to show some of those younger guys if you keep working, you know, good things can still happen?
For sure. Hopefully they see my story and just say, just try to stay the course, be consistent, just be hardworking and just go to work every day and you just don't quit.
Tyler, on that drive before you scored your late touchdown there, with about 4 minutes left, you all called a timeout and third down. If you remember that, what was talked about during that timeout, and was there any thought given to the third down late against BYU that you all did not get?
I honestly do not remember that play when it happened or remember that timeout, but I'm sure it had something along the lines of, let's press the ball, we need to get this first down, and hopefully we can put ourselves in position to go score or flip the field at least on a punt.
All right, last two.
Tyler, in your point of view, how much was a win needed today? Not so much for the record, but for the just overall.
It was very needed. Kind of down, but we just keep fighting. Like I said, people are trying to do the right things and trying to execute every week, and sometimes just fall short. But I think today there's still a lot of improvement. But for 60 minutes, I think everybody tried to do their job to the best of their ability.
Brent, I think we've all seen you kick the ball flush, and on that 49-yarder, I'm not sure you quite got all of it. What was going through, or take us through that play, and kind of did you think it had enough on it?
I mean, I went out there, and you know, I kind of looked at the flags on the pipes, and they were kind of, you know, a little crosswind. So, like, in my head, I was hitting pre-warm-ups, and, like, I was hitting pretty well in pre-warm-ups, but, you know, the wind was kind of playing effect as I, you know, kept backing up. So I kind of came out there, I was like, you know, I'm going to get a little drive on this because it's a little bit further. But, you know, I really didn't need to. It was just, you know, me getting in my own head. But, you know, I just hit a little ground, a little miss hit, but, I mean, great snap from Riley Lovingood and great hold from Joe Doyle. So
were you looking at the ball in the air and thinking – had enough, or were you not sure?
No, I hit it good. And Joe, you know, the holder looked up. He was like, you know, way to hit it. And I mean, just you could hear from the sound of the ball that, you know, you just hit it good. Just a little miss hit, but other than that, though, pretty good.
Did